And begins.
Kansaland Radio.
Appreciate the work. Colin back in studio as we are now getting set for our second game of the doubleheader tonight, the boys' contest between Valley Falls here at Jefferson County North. Again, Colin in studio, Brandon and Trenton with you. The JCN girls victorious in the first game tonight by a score of 44-39. So the Chargers looking for a sweep on their home floor. Chargers won the first meeting back in early January, 49-33. But talking with Charger first-year head coach Corey Knoll earlier this week, one thing he said about that first meeting was Valley Falls, they were not 100% healthy. They were missing some key pieces. Well, that's different this time around, especially when you get a guy like Dylan Cervantes back. We've talked about him numerous times and how important he is to pair alongside Zach Evans. Of course, he missed some time with some injuries, but a guy who's given you 12.7 rebounds per game, first-team All-League a year ago, and averaged 16 a game. I mean, that's a key piece for this Valley Falls team down the stretch. They get him at a good time at the end of the year.
Yeah, more than anything, he provides you more with an outside threat. At the same time, he's a very good shooter. I mean, he's only shooting 32% on the year this year, but last year he was a very good shooter on a very good team. And, you know, it helps when Zach Evans is tearing it up on the inside. They have an outside threat. But on the flip side, JCN, you know, they had a good squad last year and lost the seniors, but they have a really good junior class. And Blake Fowler missed most of last year with an injury, and he's back this year, and he's a good senior leader on this squad, being the only one. But they're a very balanced attack on that end, and Valley's more top-heavy with Cervantes and Evans. Even Carney's came on strong as of late, but should be in for a good one today, Brandon.
Yeah, the 2A substate at Horton in Class 2A. Again, as we mentioned, these two teams right now at the top at number three spot, JCN at 12-6, holding that top spot. If they win out, they can lock up that number one seed at that substate. Valley Falls sitting here at 500, 8 wins and 8 losses. They sit as the 3 seed right now in what is a very winnable 2A substate at Horton. That one's going to be a lot of fun. Any given day could be that scenario. Let's dive into the starting lineups. We'll start with Valley Falls under Caleb Gatzmeier, veteran head coach for Valley Falls. 8 wins, 8 losses. They're 7-6 in league play. They will go like this. A sophomore, Hayden Carney, in the backcourt, 10.4 points per game. Thayer Coleman's a senior, playing in game number 16, 3.6 points per game. John Frakes, a senior forward, averaging 3 points, nearly 5 rebounds per game. Mentioned, of course, Dylan Cervantes, a senior, back in there, 12.3 points per game, over 7 rebounds a game as well. And then one of the best in the league, it's Zach Evans, the junior guard, 19.7 points per game, one of the top scorers in this area, averaging nearly 7 rebounds a game as well. Two assists and 3 steals a game as well. So again, for Valley Falls and Caleb Gatzmeier, it's Carney, Evans, Coleman, Cervantes, and Frakes. For Corey Knoll, first year at JCN, it'll be Grady Knoll, Blake Fowler, Carson McAfee, Calvin Manville, and Ethan Knoll, starting 5 for the Chargers. At 12 wins and 6 losses, they are 10-4 in league play. If Moore Hill Mounts Academy wins their game tonight at Horton, they will clinch the outright league championship here in the NEKL. Chargers in the home whites on senior night. Dragons in the road blacks. Tip-off controlled by JCN. They go from right to left in the first half, and we're underway. Here is Carson McAfee, the leading scorer at 11 a game, and he quickly fires a 3 short. Rebound for Zach Evans. And one of the best in this league, Evans right side. Cervantes has it on the wing, puts it back to the point, and gets it off to Carney right there.
And interesting to see Valley start in a 3-2 zone. JCN starting with, man, we saw a lot of zone in the game last game. And a quick ticky-tack foul on Grady Knoll reaching in, but
it's the same officiating crew as the girls' game, and we thought they did a pretty good job. They let it go for the most part. Really, the fouls picked up at the end, but that's because Valley Falls kept fouling, needed to try to keep themselves in the game. But for the most part, they let them play, so we'll see how it goes here in the boys' game. Dragons with it. No score. 40 seconds in. Continuing on. This is Evans out at the points. One-handed pass. Right side it goes to Carney on the wing. Nice ball fake use. Drives. A little floater. No good with the right hand. It's deflected out of bounds, and it'll stay here with the Dragons. It was a good fake there to get to a spot there. Short corner right to get a good look. Just unable to convert. Dragons another opportunity here. Cervantes to throw it in. Left side of his own backboard. Dumps it into the backcourt here with Evans. Guarded by Grady Knoll. Gets to the free throw line. Now Cervantes in the corner. JCN man-to-man defense here early. No score. We're 60 seconds in. Another reset here. Cervantes right side. Frakes comes out with the ball screen. Here's Evans inside. A lot of contact. Threw it up. No good. Tipped around. Chargers get the rebound with Manville and a whistle and a foul.
That's going to be on Evans. Trying aggressively get his own rebound there, but
and a quick sub as Connor Kearns will check in, a junior for JCN going into the bench. And this Chargers team under first-year head coach Corey Knoll, 12-6. They've had a good league record at 10-4. They are two back in the loss column of Moorhill Mount Academy, which is two to play, so they would need a lot of help down the stretch. And good start here as it's Kearns who just checked in. The first bucket for JCN, a 2-0 lead, 90 seconds in. Too easy at the rim. Here's Carney in the front court, bouncing it to Frakes up top. Hands it off to Evans, curling around the perimeter. Dives all the way in. Hesitation with a little English off the window. And Evans ties the game at 2-2.
And finishing through contact there. And McAfee tried to stand in and take a charge, but nice body control by Evans to get an air ball and look out in transition.
Here is Zach Evans. Sidesteps a defender, lays it in with the right hand. And a quick four for Zach Evans. A 4-2 Dragons lead in under 6 minutes to go in the opening period.
And that's where Valley's really dangerous, especially with Evans. Quick bucket from Ethan Knoll. The pace is picking up, but Valley's really dangerous in transition.
A 4-4 tie. Chargers getting a bucket right back with the junior Ethan Knoll. Here is Cervantes near sideline into the front court. Being guarded by the junior Manville. Here's Carney up top, resetting. Good start here, 2.5 minutes in. A 4-4 tie. Carney, guarded here by McAfee, works it to the right wing, hands it off to Evans right there, works it back to the point, behind the back dribble, gets in the lane, missing the layup, tips out of bounds, and last deflected by the Dragons, so Chargers will get it back. Grady Knoll checks back in, breather for Manville. A 4-4 tie, 5:19 left first quarter. Again, this first meeting was back in early January. JCN won that one with ease. That Valley falls by 16. But again, Valley Falls without Cervantes in that game. And weren't 100% fully healthy. Here's a bounce pass inside. Carney reads it. Takes it away. Turnover by JCN. Here's Carney in the front court, guarded by Grady Knoll. Looking for a bounce pass. Beautifully done. Shot is up. Missed inside. Coleman missing. Rebound Chargers. Boy, had a great look, just unable to convert. Still a 4-4 tie. 3-plus minutes into this game. Now a kick ball. Yep. Bounce pass by McAfee, looking into the elbow with Knoll. And Fowler will throw it in far sideline. Good crowd on hand here tonight. Senior night for the Chargers, who are currently atop the 2A sub-state standings at Horton. Just a couple games to go. There's a wild shot missed. Offensive rebound is put up and in by the junior Ethan Knoll. His second bucket, he's got four. 6-4 JCN at 4.5 minutes to go in this opening frame. Cervantes drive. How about the touch on that floater? Ranging to his right. Cervantes, his first. He's got two, and we're tied at six.
Yeah, and they try to press him, but Evans uses the speed to get across, and that nice attack for Cervantes. And long, too, yeah.
There's an air ball out of bounds, and Dragons unable to corral the rebound. Well, McAfee there was wide open in the corner, and I'm the coach. I'm saying, hey, don't step in for a 19-foot two. Stay behind the line and shoot a three.
Yeah, and he shoots it to the moon, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does.
Puts a lot of arch air under that ball.
Dumps one inside, and a body hits the floor. Reverse layup, no good. Zach Evans the miss, or the rebound off the miss, and he pushes the tempo. Carney, left corner, nice ball fake. Gets in the lane, had it knocked away. Gathers, shoots, and makes it with one hand. Hayden Carney with two. An 8-6 Dragons lead here, just past the halfway point of the first quarter. Evans, good help side D, knocking that entry pass out of bounds.
Now with that 3-2 zone, they're sending the bottom man out to the corner, so Evans has to rotate down from the middle, and he's done a good job so far. And even Carney came down for a steal, so they're active in that zone right now. And I think they're going to try and make it JCN beat them from the outside.
JCN averaging 45 points per game. 12-6 on the year. They get it inside to Knoll. Nice little ball fake. Throws it up and some body and some contact. There's going to be a foul. As they get Cervantes with his first. And they say baseline, it's on the floor, so no shots for Ethan Knoll. Second team foul against the Dragons. Caleb Gatzmeier, head coach, saying really not much there. And an entry pass easily done for Ethan Knoll. 6 of the 8 points for the Chargers. We're tied at 8 at 3:20 to go here in the first. That's 2 buckets now. Good entry pass to Frakes. Shot is up and good, and the foul. And John Frakes, the senior, with an and-one opportunity. Dragons back in front, 10-8.
Yeah, he fumbled the catch a little bit, but it worked out to his advantage because that let the contact come, and he put it up and got it in. Not the best free throw shooter, though, but just, you never know.
Yeah, just 4 for 14. And a little strong there, and the miss gathered by Manville. Chargers into the front court, down 2. Coming up on 3 minutes left in this first quarter. This is Kearns, right side pass, it goes to Manville. Kearns back in the right corner, bouncing it to Knoll inside, knocked away, and a steal by Carney. Good defense by the Dragons there. Carney at the point, crossing up to the elbow, little pull-up, Jay is smooth. How about the sophomore with a little touch from the elbow, and it's now 12-8, Dragons by 4.
And he had a really good second half when back in January when we called that game up at Jackson Heights that they lost in a close one, but he had a really good second half, and he came on strong as a scoring offensive threat these last couple games for him.
It'll be a good piece the next couple years, a sophomore averaging over 10 points per game. He's got 4 here in the quarter, and a 4-point lead for the Dragons at 2:24 to go. Manville left wing, goes into the corner with McAfee, to the elbow, driving inside, a little floater, good, Ethan Knoll. 8 of the 10 for JCN in the opening quarter, 12-10, Dragons by 2, Carney pushing the tempo, backs it out into the corner, curls around, hands it off to Cervantes at the point. Casual with the right hand. Now Carney, baseline drive, cut off, saves it from going out. Cervantes, nice ball fake, drives, another touch shot. This one not there. Cervantes gets his own miss. Backs it out into the corner, the reset. Valley Falls leading 12-10 at 1:45 to go in the opening quarter. Another opportunity after the offensive rebound by Cervantes. Here's Carney, high right, wants to get it off to Evans, does so. Behind the back dribble, spins in the lane, good, dump down to Frakes, and that one is good. How about the assist there by Evans? And Frakes, his second basket, makes it 14-10 at 1:24 to go.
And Frakes doesn't necessarily provide a lot of offense usually for this team. He's more of a defensive guy, and another turnover that takes a lot of charges, but it's a welcoming sight for them that he's scoring the ball early for him.
Already over his season average, came in 3.4 points per game, and Frakes already with 4. A transition foul against JCN. It's against McAfee, his first, as you had Carney and Evans running the 2-on-1 break. Might have stopped an easy basket. Cervantes will throw it in. Minute 14 left in the first. Finds a cutting Carney in the paint. Little fadeaway Jay off the heel twice, and JCN the rebound. Manville quickly up the floor, saved by Carney. Nearly got it stolen. That was Evans' correction. Nearly got the steal, but JCN will have it and throwing it in from the far sideline.
Yeah, both teams like to get up and down. When they get a rebound, they're ready to go. So transition defense is important. Valley's capitalized more times than not so far, but JCN proving that they're deadly in transition also.
Here's McAfee up top with it. Left side pass to Manville. Gets it right back to McAfee in the corner. Long, lengthy pass to the right side. Fowler has it. Up top it goes. Manville tries. This is a 3. No good. Cervantes the rebound. Cervantes can bring it up the floor himself. Gets it across. And it's Evans at the top of the key. Works to the elbow. Kicks it left to Carney. Runs through an Evans screen. Hands it off Cervantes' way right wing. 35 seconds left here in the quarter. Dragons can play for the final shot if they choose. They got a 14-10 lead here on the road. Carney, right wing, back to the bucket, now facing at 24 seconds to go. Again, just wasting some time here. They want the final shot. Coleman in the corner, inside to Frakes, turning, firing, no good. Coleman the rebound, and is fouled on a putback with 15 ticks to go. Extra effort by Coleman will earn him a trip to the free throw line.
14 foul, yeah, and it's on 4 different people, so not necessarily to the point where you're in foul trouble, but you have a bunch of different dudes picking up a number of fouls. And Coleman can maybe put him up 6 here late in the first.
Another guy who doesn't score a whole bunch, Thayer Coleman, and he misses the first free throw. He's 53% at the line this year. We'll see the freshman Carter Pickerel check in for the Dragons. Gets into the backcourt there. Cervantes a breather.
Yeah, I think that might be to protect him from a foul late in the quarter here. Since I don't know if they gave that foul to him on the right one earlier. I think they might have given a wrong number.
I do got him for one. I'm pretty sure it was. We can double check, but...
They gave him the foul. I'm saying I think they might have got the wrong number from the official reporting it, but...
Gotcha.
But, I mean, ref can't, did decide that they had the right number, so...
Second free throw was good, 15-10. Chargers with 6 seconds to go. It's saved in, and Pickerel comes away with a steal. 2 seconds to go, it's knocked away, and Fowler throws one up, but it's well after the buzzer, and that takes us to the end of the first quarter. So a good one here in our nightcap. It's Valley Falls on the road, leading Jefferson County North. 15-10 after 8 minutes. Back after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Taryn Ray, Consumer Loan Officer at the Farmers State Bank.
We offer competitive interest rates and terms on new and older vehicles. If you have a car that you found that you're interested in and you give me that information, then I can give you a look at your payment amount and if that fits in your budget. So you can go to a dealership and buy a car with confidence.
Hometown banking with your neighbors and friends. That's what I like about Farmers State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC.
Here's Cody with Ice Automotive just south of Holton.
Well, we were in the exhaust business for so many years, and now it's a complete automotive service shop. Installed three new heavy lifts for 1 tons, 3/4 tons. That's bale beds and even clear up to the 5500 series pickups we can service and specialize in diesel repair also. I mean, we want to treat your car like our own, and if we see an issue, we want to tell you about it. We're not going to lie to you. Be treated just like family.
Ice Automotive just south of Holton on Highway 75.
Kansaland Radio.
Second quarter of the boys game underway. Dragons from left to right. Opening possession of quarter number two, leading by five at 15-10. Evans a drive, too easy. Left-handed layup is good.
There's a lot of guys standing there for Jason. Why don't you step in and take a charge? I mean, you know, you're standing there, might as well take a charge, right? And
missing on a shot inside is Null, but an offensive rebound for the Chargers will keep that possession alive. So we see the Dragons still in that 3-2. Evans, Carney, Cervantes at the top of it. 30 seconds into the second quarter, 17-10. Dragons by 7, their largest lead of the game. Well, you don't see much flashing in the middle of that zone. Now they get a touch with Grady Null. Little turnaround, spins in there.
And that was a really good possession for him because he's the one that had that offensive rebound. And he finds a way into that a hole in that zone, knocks down a little 13-footer.
Both teams, couple buckets, or a bucket apiece, I should say, and a whistle and a travel on the other end here as Evans turns it over. The Dragons have their first turnover early in the second quarter. McAfee checks back in. Manville gets a breather. 7:01 to go until halftime. 17-12 our score. Dragons by 5. Chargers with the ball here on senior night. And just one senior on their roster, it's Blake Fowler. Very good athlete. Missed some time, as Trenton mentioned, last year with an injury. But a multi-sport athlete for the Chargers. He has it in the right side corner, dumping it inside, deflected out of bounds. Good defense by Carney to get a hand on it. Or correction, that was Pickerel, who had a nice hand inside. Chargers set to throw it in. McAfee will do so. Down by 5, early second quarter. Gets it to Noel in the corner. Up top it goes to Kearns. Kearns left side. This is McAfee on the wing. Now Fowler in the corner. Dumping it down. Grady Noel inside. Hesitates. Now puts one up. Off the rim, no good. Kearns a rebound, and he will put it up and in. The junior, Connor Kearns. Second bucket. He's got 4. Chargers back to within 3. It's 17-14. Still early second quarter. Here's Carney, the sophomore, working the offense. Stops on the left wing. Evans being hounded by Grady Noel. Good defense on his end. Now Carney curls, gets to the lane, and pulls up and short off the rim. Rebound for Connor Kearns.
And that's not a good shot. Right there, a little forced.
There's a hop step in the lane, but a travel's going to be called. And a turnover by JCN, their 5th of the half. Andrew Baker, a sophomore, checking in. First time for him tonight for JCN. Get under first-year head coach Corey Knoll. Assistant Jeff Schneider, football coach for the Chargers. As you have Steve Knoll, the girls' head coach. Corey Knoll, the boys' coach here at JCN. JC ECN right now can win out their final two and lock up a top seed in that sub-state at Horton here in a couple weeks. Chargers come away with a steal. They have it in transition. Layup is good. A little bit of touch for McAfee off the window, and it's now 17-16. Dragons lead, trim to one.
Yeah, and Valley had it up to seven after that Evans layup to start the quarter, but a little 6-0 run on some unforced turnovers and getting to the basket by JCN doing their part, and they got back in it.
Nice little run here. Dragons with the basketball, 1-point lead, under 5:20 to go until halftime. Carney spinning around the perimeter, stops at the point, right side pass to Cervantes. Right back to Carney, gets the play call from head coach Caleb Gatzmeyer. Chargers have stayed pretty much man-to-man the whole first half. They want Frakes inside, and Baker, who just checked in, they're going to say last touch by Frakes, and a Dragons turnover. Fowler right back into the game. Anvil a breather. Quickly a timeout on the floor. It is a 30 taken by Valley Falls, so we'll keep it right here. 5:02 to go second quarter, 17-16 our score. Dragons with the 1-point lead.
I mean, they had that layup by Evans, and you know, I think they might have got a stop. I don't remember if they gave up a bucket or not, but they've given up some offensive rebounds and stick backs and a little bit sloppy on the offensive end. A live ball tournament led to a fast break layup and then another tournament just a moment ago. So got up by seven and kind of got lax for a second. You know, you're looking at a 1-point lead now, and you could be giving that up here on this possession with 5 minutes before halftime. And, I mean, the first time these two teams played without Cervantes, it was close for 2.5 quarters. So there's not a lot of talent disparity necessarily between the two teams despite the records. But if you're Valley, you just gotta, you can't get lax when you get a lead like you did.
Out of the timeout, JCN with the ball, trying to retake the lead. Little floater in the lane, no good. Tipped in the air. Manville gets the rebound. His own missed and backs it up into the right corner. Second chance opportunity here for the Chargers. Down 17-16, 4:40 to go until halftime. Manville goes up high, pulls it down. Shot up, no good. Frakes rips it away and finally gets the defensive rebound. Here's Carney, head of steam, middle of the floor. Angles it left. Cervantes on the wing. Drives in the lane and is fouled.
And oh, wow.
He's not shooting, they say. It's going to be on the floor.
That's a bad call by the ref. I was already putting down his free throws because he got hacked on the arm as he was going up to shoot it.
It looked like
down
he
by
was.
His hip, and he was going to shoot a little floater, but that's a bad call on the official. Not on the foul, but saying it wasn't the motion of shooting. But
nonetheless, see if the Dragons can take advantage. Cervantes bouncing it in, right block, breaks. Cut off by Fowler. Evans kicks it left. Carney to the free throw line. Backs it out right wing. Now drives baseline. Cut off there. Good defense by McAfee. Here's Zach Evans. Kicks it to Coleman left corner. Nice ball fake. Drives. A little pump fake. No good. Rebound for JCN. Ball. JCN right back to within one. Here's Cervantes on the wing. Nice ball fake. Diving. Shots.
Now they're
going to say it's a two-shot foul, and
that might be
a makeup call.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say, too. But on the flip side of the things, Ethan Noll just picked up his second foul, and the foul before that was a second on Grady Noll. So, you know, that's Ethan Noll has 8 of your 16 points so far, and he's picked up his second foul and is probably heading to the bench for the last 3:37. So,
Rontez in and out on the first free throw, 64%. And what is now his 13th game of the year, game number 17 for Valley Falls. Next week they'll play Pleasant Ridge and Jackson Heights. Close out the regular season. Cervantes goes 0-for-2, but credit there. Coleman grabbing the rebound and keeps the possession alive. Cervantes a three, and why not? Three's better than two, and Cervantes gets one there. He's got five.
First made three, and I think just the second or third attempt on the whole night, but as you said, it worked out better for him. And
that was Evans and nearly forcing a turnover.
Yeah, it was a lazy pass, putting way too much air under, and Evans, with his speed and athleticism, can just come down right there and steal that. This is a lazy pass by McAfee.
Here is Kearns, right side to Fowler. Left side now McAfee, diving in. Good dump down in the lane. A little turnaround by Manville, out of play and out of bounds, and a turnover, JCN. Good pass inside, but unable to convert. Instead, it's a turnover. Valley Falls will get it back, leading by four, 3:08 to go until halftime.
Yeah, and credit Valley. I mean, they've given up their fair share of baskets in that zone, but they've been very active and forced a lot of turnovers, especially underneath. So give them credit, but they got a 4-point lead here and another chance to build on that.
And Evans using that athleticism, a straight line drive. It's foul number 7 on JCN, so a 1-1 the rest of the way.
And that's 2 on McAfee, so you have 3 starters now with 2 fouls. As I said in that first quarter, you had 4 different guys with 1 foul, which wasn't bad at the time, but if one of them picks up a foul, then you have a guy with 2, so they're spreading it out. But now you might be digging a little bit deeper into that bench if you're Coach Corey Knoll. You're only about 7 deep usually, but you have 3 guys.
And a missed free throw there by Evans. And a rebound for Andrew Baker. Now the Chargers push up the floor quickly, missing a layup, tipped around. Baker grabs it. Fowler in the corner, tries a 3. This one off the heel strong. Another offensive rebound, another miss inside, another offensive rebound. This time it's Manville who will shoot 2 after a 4th opportunity after a 3rd miss.
That's 6 offensive rebounds now as a team. 4 JCN and 2 on that possession, but they're also Valley 1-5 at the line.
Manville knocks in the first. His first point tonight makes it 20-17.
As a team that's shooting 59%, 1-for-5 is pretty brutal. Or 1-for-6, I didn't see breaks down here at the bottom. That's not good. And on the other end, Manville knocks down his pair, and close game like this, free throws are going to reign supreme towards the end.
The 2-point game, 2.5 minutes to go in the second quarter, and they give Carney on a carry.
The rare carry call. That's a rare carry call in today's game.
Yeah, you don't. That's really your right. You don't see really the carry called anymore, and you don't see a whole lot there, but the official made that call, so it's a turnover by the Dragons. Chance to tire take the lead here, though, for JCN. Here is McAfee, long pass, Fowler, right wing for the lead, rattles in a triple. So Fowler finally on the board, he hits a 3, and it's 21-20, JCN. Now Cervantes will try to answer, in and out, no good, rebound for Baker. 2 minutes to go until halftime, it's a 21-20, JCN lead. Here's McAfee in the corner, bouncing it to Baker. Hands it off to Kearns, right side, Fowler again, not this time, missing on a corner triple, and a rebound for Cervantes. 1:45 to go, Carney drives, heavy floater, got the touch over the front rim, impressive by Hayden Carney, he's got 6, and Valley falls back in front, 22-21. Down to 93 seconds left in this second quarter. Here's Fowler, left side, Manville. Long pass, far side of the floor. Kearns had it knocked away and out of bounds. JCN will keep it underneath. It'll be McAfee to throw it in. All 5 starters have scored here in the first half for JCN. Here's Fowler in the right corner. Right back to McAfee. Fowler again, and that's a travel. Fowler lifting up the pivot foot. Now, 8 turnovers here in the first half for JCN. They're down 1, but that's certainly a number you don't want to see continue to rise. Let's see how the final minute 15 is played. This was a Dragons 15-10 lead after 1, currently leading 22-21. Coming up on the final minutes of this second quarter. Here is Cervantes just in front of midcourt. Caleb Gatzmeier calling out the signal. Cervantes still with the dribble.
You've got to be careful with that 5 seconds.
He needs to get rid of it, and Caleb Gatzmeier, again, has seen enough. He is visibly angry. He'll take a quick 30. Not sure his team was aware of what play they were calling. You were on the team last year. What was the play call?
Well, they called Tulsa, which is usually the 2 big men come up to that elbow and you get a back door. It's usually what you see KU run out of a timeout or that leads to layup or a dunk. And the big men and Coleman and Frakes did not coordinate on that. And then they reset and they didn't do that. And they left Cervantes alone for a near 5 second call there, and obviously Coach Gassmeyer upset because you almost turned the ball over and you didn't run the play correct both times that he tried to call it out. So probably going to come out with something different here and maybe take one last shot and take the lead in the half and try and take the final shot of the half, but we'll have to see how aggressive they want to be.
It is a long possession if that's the case. 52.7 seconds remaining in the half. It's a 22-21 game. Evans had it knocked away, gets it off to Carney, and works it into the front court. Now 46 seconds and counting. Carney picks it up, maybe prematurely. Frakes, backdoor, Evans to the rack, missing the layup. Frakes going high, got a chance at it. Now, Coleman had it swiped away, and Coleman is fouled on a 3rd chance. And free throws coming up here for the senior, Thayer Coleman. Well, fans aren't too pleased, I think, with the first half officiating. Coleman will shoot two at 36.8 seconds to go. He's got 1 point, one for two at the line. 53% on the year, buries that one and has two. Makes it 23-21.
Yeah, and you look up at the scoreboard, as necessarily a common fan, you see 8-3. You probably think it's pretty one-sided, but I thought the officials had done a pretty good job calling it both ways so far. I haven't really seen anything egregious one way or another. But, I mean, you look up at the scoreboard, it looks, it's 8-3 fouls in favor of JCN having the eight. You know, that will upset you, especially as the home crowd.
Second free throw was good by Coleman. A three-point Dragons lead at 25 seconds to go. They go inside. This is Baker using a little muscle, missing inside, gets his own rebound, gets it back into the corner. 19 seconds to go. Chargers can play for the final shot. Here's Kearns reversing it. McAfee. Now Fowler. McAfee back in the left corner. 10 seconds to go. Good defense by Coleman. Fowler gets it back near midcourt. 5 seconds to go. McAfee. Three. Had it knocked away. Evans. Half quarter. Oh, off the backboard. No good. That would have brought the house down, but nonetheless, no good. And we head to halftime. Valley Falls on the road. 24-21. A three-point advantage at the intermission. Our halftime show is next, always brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Fulton on K-16. If you want the best, you got to get out of town. 110% price match guarantee, 7 miles west of Fulton on Highway 16. 24-21 Valley Falls. Back after this, see you on KNZA.
I don't understand why these people at Wilson Tire don't charge more. Frankly, it's insulting. I'm a person who believes wholeheartedly that if you want a good set of tires and excellent service, you should pay through the nose. The idea that these Wilson boys installed a fantastic set of tires for less than I pay for an average set of tires someplace else is mind-boggling. I tried to pay a higher price, but they said no, and then proceeded to tell me that I get free tire rotation for life. What is the reason for buying something that you can't brag about how expensive it was? If you want to pay more, don't go to Wilson Tire. Great tires, low prices, and good, honest, amazing service. 785-362-TIRE.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
Medical Pharmacy in Holton is committed to providing fast and friendly hometown service, staffed with experienced and personal pharmacists that treat you like a friend and take the time to answer your questions. With additional downtown locations at the Onega Pharmacy and West Farm in Westmoreland, as well as Tallgrass in Topeka, they have your convenience in mind and are proud to be local pharmacists that you can trust and feel good about. And because of their growth, you get more insurance, Medicare, and copay options. Carrying beyond just prescriptions in Onega, Westmoreland, Topeka, and Medical Pharmacy, next to the hospital in Holton.
Rainbow Fiber Internet construction has started for the Bromley Park, Jackson Park, and Mount St. Scholastica fiberhoods. These three fiberhoods comprise over 20.4 miles of fiber and serve 626 residents and business locations. To learn if your home is in a Rainbow Fiber service area or if it is coming soon, visit the website fiber.rainbowtel.net. Now is the time to submit your information for fast, reliable fiber internet at fiber.rainbowtel.net.
Kansaland Radio.
Boys halftime score here at Jefferson County North. Chargers trailing Valley Falls 24-21. It's been a good one so far. Dragons led 15-10 after one. JCN outscored Valley in that second period, 11-9. So the Dragons right now, 24-21 their lead here at the half. Brandon, Collin, and Trenton all with you as we dive into some of the numbers. And we'll start here with Valley Falls, a little balanced four there. Five, or I should say, the only ones that have scored so far have been the five starters for the Dragons. They got six apiece from Hayden Carney and Zach Evans. They got 5 from Dylan Cervantes. They got 4 from John Frakes. Also 3 points from the senior Thayer Coleman. Now for JCN, all 5 of their starters scoring as well. Ethan Knoll, the junior, leading all scorers. He has 8. You also have Connor Kearns off the bench with 4. 3 from Blake Fowler, and then 2 apiece from Grady Knoll, Carson McAfee, and Calvin Manville. Some of the team numbers, Dragons, 4 turnovers. They hit 1-3, and they were just 3 of 8 at the free throw line. Chargers had 9 turnovers. They did not hit a triple. They hit their lone 2 free throw attempts, and the Chargers out-rebounding Valley Falls right now 15-11. As we continue on here, what's one thing that really kind of stood out to you in that first half? We expected it to be pretty good, and that's what we got so far.
I think it's the ability for Valley to... Now, a disclaimer would say that they've given up 8 offense rebounds in that zone, but they forced turnovers out of it. They've extended out, and even they've gotten some steals under the basket to help them to that 3-point lead. And I think it's the equal shot taking, really, spreading the ball around and being patient with Carney with 6, Evans 6, you know. Like, everyone has about 5 or 6 points out of your starting 5, so I think the balanced attack for them. But, I mean, it's the same way on their side. We talked in the pregame, Jason's a very balanced team, but foul trouble really hurt them, but they've got a lot of points, second chance in that first half where their initial shot's not falling, but they're crashing the glass hard and getting buckets. And Ethan Knoll had a really good first half. He had to sell that last 3.5-4 minutes after he picked up that second foul, but, you know, Andy Baker provided some good minutes off the bench. He didn't score, but he tipped a couple rebounds around to other teammates and grabbed a couple himself to get the teammates to score, but it's been a very balanced game all around, you know, pretty even both sides, and no one's really taken over the game on either side. I think that's the great thing about the game is it's been very balanced on both sides from each team and rather clean both ways turnover-wise, but should be in store for a good second half.
Yeah, Valley Falls had built an early 7-point lead in the second quarter. They were up 17-10, and then they went on a scoring drought. JCN got back to within 17-16, and really since then we've been back and forth, and the Dragons leading at 24-21 here at the half. We'll step aside, another timeout. More after this here on KNZA.
You already know us as the best place to bank, but GN Bank is also the best place to borrow. From buying a home to personal and small business loans, whether agricultural operating lines, land loans, or large commercial projects, we put your needs at the center of what we do. We're customer-centered. That's just one part of our 4-pillar pledge to you. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com. Equal housing lender.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth Dieters, the right agent with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need. 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP. An equal opportunity provider.
R&S Maintenance Services has been a leader of industrial manufacturing support and repair since 1996 in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, dumpster service, and local trucking, equipment removal and installation. Proud supporters of local student athletes. Trust R&S Maintenance Services since 1996 in Meriden.
State Farm, this is Andrea.
Yeah, what if I get into an accident in, say, Accident, Arkansas?
Anywhere in the U.S., State Farm has you covered.
I do something clumsy in Clutzville? I get dinged in Denton?
North Carolina or Texas?
Both.
Then we'll send 2 trucks.
Well played.
State Farm handles more claims than any other company. Over 35,000 per day. Get to a better state. State Farm.
In Holton, contact Gus Juarez at 364-3890 on Highway 75 in Holton.
Attention, healthcare workers. Is your job wearing you down or becoming too demanding? At the Pines in Holton, life and work is different. As the only locally owned long-term care facility in Jackson County, the Pines focuses on personalized care and stronger relationships with our staff and residents. With just 12 rooms in 2 locations, the Pines offers a more relaxing and slower-paced environment where we work together as a team and enjoy getting to know our residents and supporting each other as co-workers. workers with flexible scheduling. We also have a couple of rooms now available. Call us at the Pines in Holton. Our family caring for yours.
At Foster Ford in Holton, we know your time is valuable. To make it convenient for you, all of our new and used inventory is online at www.fosterfordinc.com. Search through our new and used inventory, and if you have any questions, feel free to give us a call at 785-364-4646, and we'll be glad to help. Or you can always come see us at Foster Ford on Highway 75 in Holton.
KNZA.
Well, I've added a little bit of time here as our halftime show continues. Brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. Colin in studio, Brandon and Trenton with you here at Jefferson at County North High School. Chargers trailing Valley Falls 24-21 here at the half. Again, we'll have time for one final commercial here momentarily, but let's talk a little bit of halftime adjustments for both teams. Again, we expected a good one. It's been close. Dragons built an early second quarter lead of 7. JCN fought back, got it back to within 1. Basically back and forth the rest of the half, sitting here 24-21. Chargers played a lot of man-to-man. We saw the Dragons come out in a zone early on. I would expect not much to change. Both teams have had some balanced scoring across the board, a lot of guys in the books, but I would expect a pretty fantastic finish here, as kind of expected. But as far as halftime adjustments, what do we see?
I mean, if you're Valley, you got to tell more guys to crash the offense, the defensive glass, I should say. I mean, you have 11 total rebounds as a team, and JCN has actually more offensive rebounds than they do defensive rebounds. They have 8 out of their 15 rebounds on the offensive end. So you're in that zone, you force some turnovers, but you got to have guys crash the glass and rebound, because you can't get on the offense if you don't rebound. So I think telling the guys, hey, we got to rebound out of that zone, is really important, because they've scored, I don't want to say half their points, they scored a good amount of points JCN has on the second chance, or gotten fouled and set up something else. But if you're JCN, you know, they've done a good job on Zach Evans. He's gotten loose a couple of times. He scored in transition once, and I think they played a very solid game so far and had a solid game plan. But I think you got to keep attacking that basket, because Valley only had 3 team fouls in that first half, and it was the 3 different guys. I think you got to keep attacking that zone, and then maybe play a little inside out, kick it out to some shooters if they're open, and knock down a shot. I mean, I think Blake Fowler knocked down that 3. I think that made him like 1 of 3 from 3, and Valley's only taken like 1 or 2 themselves. So might see a little bit more outside shooting, but if I'm JC and I'm attacking that basket still and crafting the offensive glass like I have been.
Yeah, there's only been 1 3 hit in the first half. That was by Dylan Cervantes in the second quarter. Both teams have been aggressive, getting to the rack and trying to keep things moving at a fast pace in transition. But a good one in store here. We'll take one final timeout. Again, our score, Jefferson County North trailing Valley Falls 24-21 at the half. A final 2-minute timeout, and the second half is coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Holton Family Medicine, now offering weight loss management services with Dr. Lee Schnee, specializing in obesity medicine, now offers weight management and counseling services on nutrition, exercise, behavioral changes, and medication management. Contact Holton Family Medicine to schedule your appointment at 785-364-2126 or visit online for more information at HoltonHospital.com. Holton Family Medicine at Holton Community Hospital. Quality care close to home.
After I drop the kids off, I have to run across town for a meeting, hit the gym during lunch. Jake has soccer tonight, and Emily has gymnastics? Oh, did I turn on the crock pot this morning?
With a never-ending to-do list, it's easy to forget something important, like setting up a life insurance plan with Shelter Insurance. Your local shelter agent can show you how to create a safety net for your family. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
Call your local shelter agents, Don Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha.
Kellerman Insurance, where our business is built on the foundation of thoughtful client relationships.
I am Christy Wilson, and I have been with Kellerman Insurance for 30 years. My main focus is on commercial insurance. Nobody likes insurance until they need it. I want to help people understand what they are spending their money on and how those coverages could affect their business if they don't have them. And I don't even have to wear khaki pants or have a talking lizard to do any of that.
We've been here, trust us, based on our 121 years of combined insurance experience. Give us a call or visit us at kellermaninsurance.com and see what we can do for you today.
Since 1982, Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton has been taking the dents out of accidents.
located just east of the downtown Holton Square. Ron Kirk's has the experience to make your vehicle look new again and the staff to get you back on the road quickly. Besides collision and accident repair for all makes and models, Ron Kirk's also does frame adjustments, professional glass tinting, plus windshield chip and replacements. Offering free estimates, and they offer local pickup and delivery. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, taking the dents out of accidents.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
A good one in the first half, expecting much of the same in the third and fourth quarters coming up here. Brandon, Collin, and Trenton with you. JCN and Valley Falls. Dragons leading this one 24-21 as we get set to start the third quarter. We switch sides. JCN now going from left to right. Dragons will go right to left. And the touch pass is in by McAfee. Fowler has it into the front courts, and here we go. Right as we came back, Trenton was telling me, first couple possessions early can be a tone setter. Let's see how it looks here early for both these teams in the second half. So his own defense still at 3-2. We saw a good chunk of the first half. Dragons stay in that. McAfee bouncing one to Fowler in the right corner. Gets the left side. Manville on the wing. 30 seconds into the third. Still 24-21. Deep three in the corner. High arcing for McAfee is buried. And we're tied at 24. Here's Evans to the free throw line. Pass deflected. Intercepted. Dragons turn it over. Nolan transition, he is fouled. And our first foul of the second half against the Dragons and against Zach Evans, his second. Here is Fowler at the point. Tied at 24, early third quarter. Left side, he goes to Manville, back to Fowler in the corner. And the Dragons, that 3-2 zone, Carney, Evans, and Cervantes from right to left at the top of it. Coleman and Frakes, bottom of it, from right to left. Fowler in the corner, back up top, it goes to Manville. They reverse it left side on the wing to McAfee. He'll bounce one into the corner with Manville. Dumps it inside. Good kick to the point. McAfee straight on, a triple. It's an air ball. Cervantes the rebound. Pretty lengthy possession there. Now Fowler takes it away, and here's an easy layup that's good for Ethan Knoll. Well, Chargers take the lead with a steal and a bucket. It's 26-24.
And they forced two turnovers. Valley's now on their third possession, but they've already forced two, already have two turnovers after just five in that first half, and they've given up a couple buckets.
Here's Carney, little pull up from the elbow, no good, a little one and done, and Caleb Gatzfire threw his hands up and pleasure of that shot. Chargers get it inside. Ethan Knoll, little muscle, no good. Fowler the rebound, kicks it into the corner, and McAfee's called for a travel.
Yeah, he wanted to shoot the three and had a hard close out thought he could take to the rim, and he kind of shuffled that feet, got a little excited. But a good start for JCN in the first 2 minutes.
Andrew Baker, Connor Kearns, couple quick subs into the game. Dragons down two, 26-24, 2 minutes into this third quarter. Here's Carney into the front court. Cervantes on the wing left. Gets a ball screen from Frakes. Works it back to the top. Stops at the free throw line. Hands it off to Evans. Hard drive. A lot of contact between two white jerseys. And a foul against JCN. And Evans will shoot two. As Fowler picks up the foul. And that's his second.
Two important free throws for Evans, because all that momentum right now is on that side of JCN. That have a good start, especially defensively. And kind of slow that down a little bit as he knocks down at least the first one, kind of right the ship a little bit.
And makes it 26-25, can tie it here at the line. He's got seven in the game tonight. One of the leading scorers in our area, nearly 20 a game. He misses the second, and then it's chased out into the corner and last touch by the Chargers. So a one-for-two trip there for Evans, but they're going to get the ball back. Chance to take the lead down 26-25 at 5:48 to go in the third.
And that just makes him 4 of 10 from the free throw line. And Evans himself is 1 of 3, but talked about them being almost a 60% free throw shooting as a team, and they're 20% under that in a close game right now.
So Evans to throw it in after another one was deflected into the backcourt. Cervantes going beyond midcourt to get it. Walks it up far sideline, guarded man-to-man by Calvin Manville. Nice ball fake. Good dump down to Frakes. Missing the layup inside. Fowler grabbing the miss for JCN. Long pass up the floor. Grady Knoll with some contact, missing the layup. Baker, a putback, and one. Andrew Baker with an and-one opportunity. And it's now a 28-25 JCN lead, plus one more for Baker at the line. And the foul against Frakes is second. Well, you said it was a big stat in the first half. Offensive rebounds for JCN. Another opportunity here. Baker at the line. Good on the throw. A three-point play capitalized, and JCN with a four-point lead, 29-25. 5:22 to go here in quarter number three. Evans drives, splits, layup good. How about it? A little dipsy-do for Evans. He's got nine, back to two at 29-27.
Now, but they need to pick it up on the defensive end if they want. It can't be trading bugs, especially now that you're losing. But JCN's had a really good start the second half. Poked some holes into that zone defense, but always got to stiffen it up a little bit on defense.
Here's Manville, open in the corner. Instead, drives, a lot of contact, and it's an offensive foul. Manville picks up his first, a JCN turnover. John Frakes steps in there, takes the heat.
And that's what he does. He was a key factor in that win against Effingham at home last Friday. Took about four charges and had about four blocks. And he slid in and might have moved in a little bit late, but the ref thought he was there in time. And a big momentum play, something like that, a charge, always helps the momentum swing. So we'll see if Valley can capitalize off of that and tie the game or take the lead here.
29-27, JCN by two, 4:50 to go, third quarter. Here is Carney into the front court. Cervantes at the point. Little hesitation. Driving in. Backs it out into the near side corner. Works it back to the top of the key. Guarded by Ethan Knoll. Wanting to find Evans. Hands it off to him near midcourt. Curls to the right wing. Goes to Carney in the corner. He works it back to the point. Hands it off to Cervantes. Had it knocked away in a pickpocket. McAfee with a steal. McAfee coast to coast off balance. Missing the layup. Put back up and in by Andrew Baker, now with five, all here in the quarter. It's 31-27, JCN.
And three turnovers already for Valley in less than half of the quarter and led to some runouts. And it's going to be third on Mackey, a little bit over-aggressive trying to get in our pickpocket. That's going to be his third.
And a quick sub, Grady Knoll's going to check in for McAfee, just picking up that third foul.
A little over-eager there. I mean, did just pick the pocket of Cervantes, tried to get Carney there, but reach in for mine. You're going to get fouled 9 times out of 10 like that.
Here's Carney, left side on the wing. Cervantes now back to Carney at the point. Halfway to go in this third quarter. 4-point lead for JCN. Here's Evans behind the back on the right wing. Gets to the free throw line, bouncing to Carney left side. Evans, left wing now. Little hesitation, wants a ball screen. Well played there defensively by Grady Knoll. Back to Carney, working around the perimeter. Down to 3:45 left in this third. Evans drives, kicks it left. Carney in the corner. Ball fakes to the elbow. Takes it up there. Bouncing it back to Evans. Curls to the free throw line. Back to Carney. Playing a little two-on-two. Carney drives. A little pull-up J. No good. Gets his own miss. Right at the point. Puts it back up and in. Maybe a lucky bounce there for Carney, but he puts it back up in a big bucket. He's got eight.
Yeah.
Makes it 31-29.
As you said, that last about 35 seconds of that possession was just two-on-two. Evans and Carney versus their man, and eventually worked out for a second chance bucket.
Looking for Baker inside, lost the handle. Coleman ties him up. It is a jump ball and a turnover. Possession arrow back to the Dragons.
Yeah, and Baker's just got to catch that. He had good position. They were playing behind him, and Coleman did come in a little bit late from behind, but he should have already had caught the ball. Just got to handle that there if you're Baker, and you might turn and score. I mean, he's got five. He's been fantastic so far in the third quarter. Grabbed two offensive rebounds, and that's how he scored all 5 points. Had that and one and had another stick back. So he's been dynamite so far, but got to catch it there.
Here's Cervantes to Evans. 3 minutes to go in this third. Coleman has it in the corner. Cervantes left wing. Holds it at the hip. Wants to drive. Gets to the free throw line. Now Carney at the top. Fires a deep three. Short. Rebound Baker and a foul on Frakes.
Yeah, that's important. That's his third. Good inside position by Baker. We were just talking about him. He's been great this quarter. And time foul there on Frakes. That's all your size and be a little undermanned here.
That'll bring up on the freshman Carter Pickerel, who played maybe just a minute or two in that first half, but he comes in and yeah, a little bit smaller lineup now. It's a 31-29 JCN lead. 2:40 to go in the third. JCN into the front court. Here is Kearns, reversing it right. Knoll on the wing. Dumps it to Manville in the corner. Works it out of some trouble. Dumps it inside. Knoll, turnaround shot, no good. Fighting for the rebound. Second chance, no good. Baker again, an offensive rebound. And he'll go back to the line. A third opportunity. Offensive rebounds are killing the Dragons right now.
And Baker now has five offense rebounds, three in this quarter. And like I said, that's how he's got all five of his points. He had that stick back for an and one and had another put back and could score more points off second chance because of his rebound here. He calmly knocks down the first one.
Baker, a huge third quarter. Didn't play much in the first half. Comes off the bench. He's got six. And mentioning the rebounds, the second chance opportunities. Makes it 32-29. 2:22 left here in the third. Baker again. Got it. Pure on the swish. And he's got seven. 33-29. JCN at under 2:20 to go in the third quarter. Been a sluggish third here for the Dragons, but only down four. Here's Cervantes right side towards the corner. Puts it on the dribble. Gets it back to Evans on the wing. Facing the basket. Guarded by Grady Knoll. Drives. Coleman left. Three. Carney. Swish.
That was big.
11 for Carney, and it's a one-point JCN lead.
Yeah.
33-32. Beautiful ball movement. Best possession by far offensively for the Dragons here in the third quarter.
Yeah, that's just simple inside-out. Working the ball inside-out.
Here's an entry pass, whistle and a foul. They get Cervantes here. There wasn't much.
Yeah, that's his third. And we talked about in the first half, it was 8-3, but now Valley has five fouls. So usually in the game of basketball, it evens out eventually, and the refs feel like maybe they had to even it out a little bit. I'm not blaming them, but sometimes that's just what happens.
Here's Ethan Knoll on the quick inbounds. Another offensive rebound. This time it's Manville. Works it back into the corner. Manville, baseline drive, gets around Coleman, lost it. Evans trying to pick it up, and he's got it. Another turnover by JCN. Here's Evans, long pass to Carney, left side. Puts it on the dribble, gets to the elbow. Coleman in the corner, sets and tees one up. It's short on a three. Cervantes, an offensive rebound. Minute 15 to go in the quarter, 33-32, a one-point JCN lead. Evans, driving, a lot of contact and a blocking foul.
Yeah, I think that's the right call. That was only the second one where they had to call a blocker charge. And I don't think Manville slid over enough on the defensive slide. I think that's the right call.
He was moving a little bit, wasn't quite set. And nonetheless, a foul against Manville, and that is his third. Team foul number four. We got 1:09 to go in the quarter. 33-32 into the backcourt. Evans chasing it down near midcourt. Grady Knoll, very good on-ball defender, guarding Evans at the point. Wants a ball screen with a minute to go here in the third. Kicks it left. Here's Cervantes on the wing, backs it up beyond the three-point line. Hands it to Evans, diving in from the wing. Gets to the elbow and then is bumped and fouled. Tied up there with Fowler. And Baker picks up the foul. Team foul number five. Both teams with five fouls here late third. I have a feeling there's going to be plenty of free throws. Maybe down the stretch of this one.
And JCN has shot it way better than Valley has so far. Evans is going to give him the lead on a nice drive. But I was about to say that foul on Baker was because he had an ultimate mismatch on Cervantes. Then he switched on to Evans. They're asking a lot for a big guy like him to be out guarding Evans and Cervantes.
Easy layup for Evans. He's got 11. 34-33. Valley falls back in front. 34 seconds remaining in this third quarter. JCN again dealing with a 3-2 zone. Carney a near tip. Fowler passing into the corner. This is a three. That's no good. Baker, an offensive rebound. 20 seconds to go. They've been killer on the glass tonight. Inside pass to Knoll. Little fadeaway Jay off the heel. Baker rips it away from Carney, and he's continuing a dominant quarter with nine. 35-34, 8 seconds to go. Here's Carney. Cervantes with 4 seconds. Evans with three. At the point, Cervantes at the buzzer at the three! Banks it in from 38 feet! And the Dragons will take a 37-35 lead into the fourth quarter. What a way to end that half, or I should say quarter.
Yeah, it was just a desperation because Evans wanted to shoot a step back, but he just kind of got it over Cervantes, and he just put it up, and the bank is open at almost 9 o'clock on Friday, and a big momentum shot for Valley Falls.
Hang with us. We'll step aside for a quick 30. 37-35. Fourth quarter coming your way next here on KNZA.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
DSB is now paying 3.94% on new CDs and IRAs open for 1 or 2 years. That's a 4.0% annual percentage yield with a $500 minimum opening. Brand new depositors are welcome at any DSB location.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Montez, a deep left wing three at the buzzer to end the third quarter, giving Valley Falls a 37-35 lead here at Jefferson County North as we start the fourth and final quarter.
Yeah, and I'm going to tell you right now, looking down at my stat sheet, Andy Baker had 9 points and 7 rebounds.
And a good chunk.
6 rebounds.
Offensively.
In that quarter, and he was definitely the X factor there, and surprised he's not on the floor right now.
There's a quick miss, tipped around for JCN. Evans comes away with it, wants to push the tempo. Evans sidesteps a defender, missed the layup, and it's deflected out of bounds. And last touch by the Chargers, JCN will keep as John Frakes, the senior, will check back in. So 19 seconds into the fourth quarter, 37-35. Dragons with it underneath.
Yeah, 9 points, 6 rebounds for Andy Baker, and he had 5 of them on the offensive glass, and that's how he got all those points during that third quarter.
Cervantes trying to throw it in, gets it inside. Evans sidesteps, layup through traffic is good. And a fist pump for Caleb Gatzmeyer as Evans now with 13, makes it 39-35 Dragons. Now a whistle and a timeout for first-year head coach Corey Knoll, and the momentum has swung to Valley Falls.
Yeah, and they just broke that press and had a 2-on-1, but the ref granted him the timeout because he was calling it. So an interesting decision there, but you're right. Momentum swung, but it was because of that Cervantes banked in 3. They had nothing going. They're going to be down 1 at the end of the third quarter, and he just chucks up a 35-footer, and the guy had to bank in, and then you get a stop on this end and get a second chance over there, and just momentum. Basketball is a game of runs, man. You can't get too high. You can't get too low, and we've seen it all tonight both ways. Each team has rode high and had their low moments, but you got to stay even keel, and especially in a good basketball game like this.
And no team has had a lead larger than 7. Valley Falls had a 7-point lead early in the second quarter, but that evaporated fairly quickly. It was a 3-point game at the half, a 2-point game going into this fourth quarter, and right now Valley Falls 39-35 by 4. We haven't played quite a minute into this final 8 minutes. Chargers out of the timeout with the ball. The Dragons now go to a 2-3. So now they're switching it up, but staying zone. Left side, this is Manville. Into the corner, deep three, short, rebound Coleman. Gets it quickly off to Cervantes, and JCN backs up the pressure. And a minute plus played now in this fourth quarter. 4-point lead for the Dragons and the ball.
And will they slow it down a little bit with that 4-point lead and try and shorten the game a little bit? Be an interesting thing to see.
Here's Cervantes. Hand off from Frakes, and Cervantes, maybe a dangerous pass, and that one's taken away.
Yeah, a little unnecessary on a backdoor to Evans. It wasn't there, and now you're scrambling on transition defense.
Fowler pass into the corner. Manville with 3, and he buries one. Calvin Manville with 5, and a triple makes it 39-38 Dragons at 6:23 to go. Breaks the ball screen. Cervantes at the point. Hands it off here to Evans. Hesitates. Picks up the dribble. Back to Cervantes up top. Works to the right wing, backs it out towards the corner. Good defense by Ethan Knoll. Another handoff here to Evans. Trying to find Cervantes deep backwards near midcourt, and they'll reset. The Chargers, very good on ball defenders. Here's Carney around the perimeter, drives, missing a shot. A rebound for Coleman, and he is fouled.
Thayer Coleman's been fantastic on the offensive glass tonight. He has 4 offensive rebounds. That was just his first of this half.
Dynamite. That's the 16th foul for JCN. So the rest of the way, Valley Falls will be in the bonus.
And they're facing a trio of guys with 3 now with Fowler, McPhee, and Calvin Manville. On the other side, you got Frakes and Cervantes with 3. So some key guys might be getting a little bit of trouble foul-wise here.
Oh, he said it in the third quarter. This could be a game where we see a lot of free throws down the stretch in what has been a very tight game. Dragons up by one with the ball, 39-38. Carney at the point. Right side he goes. Hands it off to Cervantes. Comes back near side. Hands it off to Evans here on a three-man weave. Dive. Dump down to Frakes. Beautifully done and executed. Frakes for two. He's got six. 41-38.
Yeah, and that was a nice shot facilitating, creating. And then Manville just threw it to no one in the middle. So that's a big turnover because I was just complimenting Evans facilitating, driving, and dishing. But they had a man in the middle, but two guys, in fact, but a little bit of miscommunication. Neither were looking at the ball and unforced error. And well, Valley has a chance to extend that three-point lead and run some more clock while they're doing it.
Still over 5 minutes to go. 41-38, Dragons by three here on the road, trying to earn a split. JCN girls held off the Dragons in the first game tonight, winning by five. Here is Carney, a lot of dribbling, bouncing it to Evans in the corner.
It's going to be one and one.
Foul away from the ball.
It's going to be on Connor Kearns. He was trying to post up John Frakes. Frakes was posting up, but he's just trying to hold his ground. So you're sending a 29% free throw shooter line and a one and one. He misses and one earlier. So I'm going to say it's like a hack a shack, but it's not the worst person you could foul out there if you're going to do it away from the ball.
This will be the 16th free throw attempts for Frakes this season. He has made four. High arcing, and he banks it in. And look, I have heard this before. If you're not a good free throw shooter, I've heard from multiple people that apparently, like, practice banking them in. I don't know if that was the case or if that's just how it came down, but that was purposely banked in, and I don't think anyone can tell me otherwise as he goes two for two.
And his free throw percentage is going to skyrocket. I mean, he's 6 of 17 on the year now, so, I mean, I guess it's only a couple percent, but he's up in the 30% range now. And
you need him now more than ever. 5 minutes left in the game. Now up five is Valley Falls, and kind of a sluggish start here in the quarter for JCN on offense. See if they got a good possession in him here. Here's Kearns, left side. It goes into the corner with Manville. Bouncing it to Baker. Little one-handed shot. Turnaround, no good. Tip back to midcourt, and now a three by Manville is strong off the heel. Coleman a rebound. And bodies hit the floor. It's a jump ball. Possession arrow to Valley Falls. Well, you mentioned the hustle from Coleman, and he's been an integral part. Again, not scoring a lot, but doing a lot on the rebound aspect and keeping some balls alive.
Yeah, he's 3 of 4 from the free throw line, which makes up all his points. But he has 7 rebounds and 4 on the offensive end. So when you're undersized, your only real size is John Frakes, and he's done a good job down low rebounding in that zone, doing what he can.
We're coming up on the final 4 minutes and 20 seconds of this game. 43-38, Dragons by 5 with the possession. Cervantes, Carney has it up top, right side to Frakes on the wing. Holds it high, back to Cervantes, swinging the elbows through on the defender. That's Manville. Now Coleman a touch left side on the wing. Swiping at it is Null. And gets it right back to Carney on the wing. Dribbles it back to the point. They'll reset. Halfway down and halfway to go in this fourth quarter. 5-point lead for Valley Falls. Trying to win one on the road.
And this is where you don't want to take an unnecessary shot. If you're Valley Falls, you're trying to stall and you're up 5 and they're not going to foul you. Don't take a bad shot here and do everything you can to protect the ball, and they've done a good job so far. A
lot of time coming off this possession. Coleman has it left corner, works it back to the wing, quickly doubled, had it knocked away, and finally a steal up the floor. Here is Kearns, layup good. And a timeout quickly for JCN. Well, we'll keep it right here, and Caleb Gatzmeier arguing with the official that should have been a foul. And the only positive, you took quite a bit of time, but the negative is you turn it over and get an easy run out for JCN. Now back to within 3 at 3.5 minutes to go.
And there was a lot of contact there, so they might have a point, but the ref didn't call, and that's all that really matters. And a live ball turnover leads to another run out, and JCN's done that a couple times tonight. And you have to think they're going to probably go with a full court press of some sort. They're going to run type of trapping pressure in the half court. So Valley's got to prepare for that. They got 3.5 minutes to go. You got a 3-point lead in hostile territory on the road, so you got to be feeling good. But you're going to have to knock down some free throws, and they've done better this half. But they were 3 of 8 at halftime. I'm going to count my numbers real quick. 1 of 2. They're 3 of 4 this half from the line, so
50%, 6 of 12.
Yeah, so not bad this half. They've cleaned it up a little bit, but they're going to have to knock some down if they're going to want to win this game more than likely.
Broadcast tonight again presented by Rainbow Communications. Find them at rainbowtel.net, providing the most reliable internet services in Northeast Kansas. Colin in studio, Brandon Trenton with you here from Jefferson County North High School. Girls game was close and competitive. The boys game has been the exact same. We got 3.5 minutes to go. 43-40. Dragons by 3 with the ball out of the timeout. Man-to-man defense by the Chargers. Evans working at far sideline into the front court. Brings it back near side, high on the wing. Hands it off to Carney right in front of midcourt. Works it back to the far side, stops on the wing, dives into the paint, gets to the block, kicks it back to Coleman, right back to Carney. Working up on 3 minutes now left. So again, wasting some time here. A lot of perimeter. Here comes a double. Carney gets away from it. Looking for Cervantes. Picks it up. Back up top to Evans. 3 minutes to go in this game. Evans drives. A little sidestep. Layup good.
And that was huge. He ran off about 40 seconds and you get a layup.
Evans down with 15. 45-40 Dragons at 2:45 to go. Here's Fowler. Left corner. Kicks it up top to McAfee. 2-3 zone here for the Dragons. Now into the corner it goes with McAfee. Coleman a near steal. They get it inside. Good. Extra pass to the top. Manville a look. And a little strong on a three. Rebound for Carney.
And that was a good tip by John Frakes. And a lot of contact, man.
Wow. Carney gets knocked over, and it's going to be a turnover for Valley Falls. And now a foul. The, sure, you can hear it. And Caleb Gatzmeyer halfway on the floor. The parents are not liking the way this has been officiated late.
Yeah,
Valley Falls foul is on Coleman. I agree. Carney got knocked over. Should have been a foul.
All I'm going to say is you can't call that if you didn't call the one before that because it was the exact same thing. Guys running up behind. But
and Fowler gets a look inside, but he missed the layup. Cervantes from behind, out of bounds. Last touch by JCN. With 2:16 to go, here comes Andrew Baker. Also, Connor Kern's going to check in.
Yeah, and I'm surprised he's sat the first 6 minutes for how fantastic he was in that
for
third
real.
Quarter, putting up 9 and 6. I'm very surprised on that. But, you know, Valley protecting that 5-point lead.
2:16 left. Cervantes to throw it in. They got to go the full length of the floor. Carney gets it in. Right back to Cervantes, working it into the front court. This is a big defensive possession for JCN. Neither team has any fouls to give. Fouls the rest of the way will be bonus free throws. 2 minutes to go. Dragons by 5 with the ball. Running some clock here, and there's a touch foul up top.
And
I'm just going to say, they called that, but when guys are flying into each other, it
right.
doesn't get called.
I think that was a little bit of anticipating on part of the ref, that he was anticipating that Evans was going to get fouled. And 67% free throw shooter, who's 1 of 3 tonight. But, yeah, Grady Noll picked up his third. And he got. I think that was a little bit of anticipating on the ref's part there, but J.C. is not going to play because it's going to stop the clock, but maybe want someone else to be fouled other than Evans. But they're playing a three-man game between Carney, Evans, Montes are pretty good free throw shooters.
And he rattles it in. Evans a big free throw. He'll get the bonus. He's now 2 for 4 at the line. He's got 16 in the game. Makes it 46-40. If he makes this one, it'll tie the largest lead of the game for either team. And the Dragons had a 7-point lead early in the second quarter. Now they have another 7-point lead. Caleb Gatzmeyer, after that free throw, wants a timeout. 47-40, our score.
Yeah, I think he's just going to say, hey, no threes. Don't foul a 3-point shooter. And rebound. I mean, the holy grail here, especially late in games, we're trying to protect the lead. Don't let him get a three. And don't pick up a stupid foul like an and one or foul a shooter. Especially a three-point shooter. If you're a JCN here, you don't need the three ball yet. You can attack the glass. You've done that pretty well tonight, especially on the offensive glass. Try and get in there and get an and one. You don't. You have about 2 minutes left, and you're only down 7, so attack the glass on their side. But if you're Valley, don't foul, really. They're going to go in. You don't want to foul, but you don't want to give up a bucket, you know. But you don't want to foul either.
Right now, let's break it down for you in the middle of this timeout. 1:57 remains in the game. Dragons on the road here at JCN, leading 47-40. Trying to hold on to this one and earn a split tonight here in this NEKL showdown.
Yeah, and Perry LeConton won at home tonight over Riverside, 61-38. Riverside, I would say, is a little bit of a dark horse in this sub-state. They fall to that Horton sub-state that they're in, so they're like 5-14 now or some along those lines, but they could be dangerous in this Horton sub-state that both of these teams are in.
Yeah, their sub-state with JCN, Valley Falls, and Horton, it is very balanced. The Chargers right now, again, they were the number one seed heading into tonight at that 12-6 record, but now they're threatening for a loss, but Fowler will try a three, left it short, and ripped away underneath. Baker, layup no good, fighting for it is Evans, chasing it down, and finally a whistle, and I think a foul on Jefferson County North.
Yeah, I think you're right on that. Evans went to the ground.
All right, 2-3, that's Ethan Knoll, his third, and free throws coming up here for Zach Evans with 1:28 to go, and the Dragons leading by 7. This will be a 1-1.
Yeah, I think he's going to, I was going to say that's the last of the 1-1s at the same time.
So, again, a chance here. The Dragons in a good spot. Make your free throws, get a stop or two, and you can essentially nearly wrap this one up. Evans rattles out the free throw. Baker the rebound. So still a 7-point game at 1:25 to go. Chargers quickly into the front court. Left side in the corner. It's Kearns. They get it up top here with Grady Knoll. Back to Kearns in the corner. Gets around Cervantes. A foul at 1:16 to go. I think it's on the floor, so it's going to be a 1-1.
That's 4 on Dylan Cervantes. So if you don't want him shooting free throws, he's really got to be careful. They're probably going to want to utilize him as a ball handler and a free throw shooter.
Big free throw here for Connor Kearns, a junior. He's got 6 points tonight. And his free throw is good. So he gets the bonus. He has 7. Chargers back to within 6 at 47-41 with 1:16 to go. And the second rattles in there, and we get a timeout. And I believe it is a 30, so we'll keep it right here. So, again, a 5-point game at 1:16 to go. It's 47-42. Dragons trying to hold on and get their 9th win of the year.
Yeah, and Valley's got to be strong with the ball because you're eventually going to get fouled. But if I'm JC and I press, make him get it across half court, and so try and get a steal or a 10-second call before you foul. But if you're Valley, if Evans is 3 out of his last 5, and Carney hasn't attempted a free throw yet, he's 53%. And then Cervantes is 0 for 2 from the line. He's 64%, though. So you got some guys. And Coleman's 3 of 4, I should mention. I mean, Frakes made his last 2, but around a 31, 32% free throw shooter. That's probably not the guy you want to get the ball to. But we'll see where they decide to play it here. But they got to be strong with the ball and not turn it over here.
Chargers showing pressure here in the full court. Carney gets it in from Cervantes. He's quickly doubled. Cervantes gets it back, and he is bumped and fouled. The official farthest away from the play made the call.
Yeah, it's going to be the double bonus. Yeah, he had the view, though, because Ethan Knoll, who just picked up his fourth, did put his hands in the back of Cervantes and gave him a little shove, so the official down here did have a good view of it, but it's only 4 seconds come off the clock. They decided to foul a little bit early. Maybe not intentionally, but he did foul with a little two-hand shove in the back. Not a lot, but enough to warrant a foul.
It's double bonus time the rest of the way. Cervantes hits the free throw. He's got 9. Of course, he had the long buzzer-beater 3 at the end of the third quarter, which gave the Dragons a 2-point lead going into this frame. It's a 48-42 lead for them right now, 1:12 to go. Cervantes will have one more at the line. That one a little strong. Rebound JCN. 1-for-2 trip there for Cervantes. A 6-point lead at under 1:10 to go. Chargers, can they get a bucket here? Fowler reversing left. McAfee a look for 3. This one not there. And an offensive rebound was taken away. And a layup is up and good for McAfee. At 53 seconds to go, it's a 4-point game. And there's a quick foul. At 51.9 to go, Evans will walk the other way to shoot 2. The foul on Manville, his 4th.
And Evans had that rebound initially, but he wasn't strong with it. And McAfee missed the shot, took it away, and got a bucket. But that's 4 on Manville. Him and Ethan Knoll each have 4. He might be playing some offensive defense. But your Valley, you can't keep going 1-2 at the line, giving up buckets. You got to cash in on these free throws here.
Big free throws for Evans. Calm and cool collects the first one. He's got 18 points, 12 of which in the second half. Makes it 49-44. They have a 5-point lead at just under 52 seconds remaining. Second for Evans. Toilet bowl. It spins out. So 1-for-2 again. Chargers quickly into the front court. Here's Manville. Skips to Fowler. Open. Kearns a 3. Good. And a quick timeout for JCN as it's now a two-point game at 42 seconds to go. I think it's a full, but waiting on the signal. Regardless, we'll keep it here. I think they do signal full timeout, but what a shot in the corner by the junior Connor Kearns off the bench with 11 points tonight. That's his first three of the game, and it gets JCN back to within 49-47 with 42 seconds to go.
Yeah, and it goes back to Valley keep shooting one or two at the line. I mean, Levante, as I stated a moment ago, and Evans has done it his last two trips, so you're 3 of 6 from the free throw line, and instead of icing away the game, you allow teams to sneak back into it by hitting that three ball. So, I mean, 43 seconds is a lot of time, especially since people are going to be fouling here, but if you're Valley, you've got, it's an absolute must to go 2-2 from the free throw line. If you're going to want to steal a road win here, or you have to go 2-2 one of these times, but if you're JCN, man, keep doing what you're doing. They've taking some outside shots, but now that you're down two, you might be willing to attack the basket. They've done a great job on the offensive glass tonight.
All right, so here we go. Two-point game at 43 seconds to go. Evans quickly getting the inbounds from Cervantes right back to him. He is doubled far side. Evans going back to get it. They got to get it across midcourt. Carney does, finally before a 10 counts, and there's the whistle and the foul. So 11 seconds rolls off the clock. And again, there was a lot of contact. Thought of maybe a foul could have been called before then, but nonetheless, now four fouls on McAfee. And Carney, who's had a really good night, his first trip to the line to shoot two, with his team up two with 31 seconds left. The first is pure, nothing but net, great rotation. He's got 12. It makes the score now 50-47, with one more to go. Dragons trying to hold on here on the road. Second, in and out, no good. One for two, it's a three-point game, 30 seconds left. Here's Banville into the front court. Up top it goes, McAfee works it left wing, 23 seconds into the corner. Works it back to the wing, a little and one, three, no good. Baker, a rebound, he puts it in and a timeout. Baker was not, I don't think there was a black jersey within 5 feet of Baker underneath the basket. It was an air ball three. It's back to a one-point game. 17 seconds to go and another timeout. Wow.
Yeah, and JCN called that timeout, didn't they?
Yes, I believe so.
And that's their last timeout. So if they don't get a steal here, and Valley, who just went 1 of 2 from the free throw line again, somehow goes 2 for 2, you can't draw up a play, so probably drawing up a play on this possession, knowing you're going to get the ball back down at least one. But Valley's got to find somebody that's going to knock down two consecutive free throws. But, wow, what a game. I mean, JCN just keeps clawing back, and Valley's left the door open for him with a 1 for 2 trips from the free throw line. And they've snuck back in this game, and they're going to have a chance to win it here in the last 15 seconds or so.
How much time comes off the clock here before JCN comes up with the foul? 17.3 seconds. Dragons will have to go the full length of the floor. You know the full court press is going to be there.
I think if you're JCN, if you don't get a steal on the inbound, you foul immediately, because you know you're going to get the ball back in a one-score game unless you allow an offensive rebound, which you haven't really done. I think you foul and save as much time for an offensive rebound if you're in the case that you're down only two.
All right, here we go. Cervantes to throw it in. Working the baseline, gets it into Carney. He's doubled, nearly taken away, and out of bounds. A near steal, but Ethan Knoll was on the baseline. 3 seconds roll off, 14 to go. A one-point lead for Valley Falls. Boy, they're having some issues with this press. Cervantes again to throw it in, can work the baseline. No, he can't. I take that back. And Cervantes moves, and it's a turnover. Oh, my goodness. 14 seconds to go. The Chargers will have it underneath and a chance to take the lead, maybe win the game. 50-49 Dragons, 14.3 seconds left. Chargers with the ball underneath their own bucket. McAfee to Baker, and he banks it in. Baker with 13, JCN by one, and a timeout with 10 seconds to go. We're going to keep it here once again, as this game has been wild. Valley Falls fans behind us saying there should be another second or two on the clock. But boy, what a disastrous last couple minutes here for Valley Falls. As you said, leaving the door open, and JCN has taken full advantage. How about the second half for Andrew Baker, the sophomore? 13 points in the bucket there to give him a lead at 51-50 with just under 11 seconds to go.
Yeah, and I mean, that's just brutal because miss all those second free throws and allows for a situation like this, and then you have a spot throw-in after a ball knocked out of bounds and you don't know that, and you essentially travel out of bounds and you turn it over, and then you give a underneath bucket to Baker, who's been the player of the game if JCN's able to pull this insane comeback off, but there's still 10.8 seconds, and Valley still has a timeout if they want to get it across half and try some from there, but they've struggled with this full court pressure.
They will continue to press. 11 seconds to go. Valley Falls, they need it. Down one. 7 seconds. Here's Cervantes to midcourt. Gets it off to Evans. He's going to dive in. Little floater layup is good at the buzzer. And Zach Evans wins the game for Valley Falls. Oh, baby. 20 points in the last two. The biggest of them all. 52-51. Are you kidding me?
I'm going to say it right now. You did not see a better game in the whole state of Kansas tonight. That was a heck of a ball game.
Wow. Zach Evans with the game-winning layup as time expires, and the Dragons hold on 52-51.
But how about this? Cervantes hit the three at the end of the third, and then they got that layup there at the end from Evans. So 5 points at the buzzer in the second half for Valley. Pulls them out after that free throws struggles, but wow. I mean,
Evans, tell me this, is Zach Evans right-handed?
Yeah, I mean,
and what a finish with the left.
I mean,
off-handed,
he's been
as well.
He was so fantastic down the stretch last year scoring the basketball. He's so good going to the basket. And, you know, I mean, how do you let Zach Evans, of all people, get free there? Going to the basket is a question, but
what a play call.
A massive win. A massive win for Valley, especially in their sub-state seeding, because they might sneak into the one or two line with that win. But, wow, what a ball game.
52-51, Valley Falls, a game-winning layup for Zach Evans as time expires. Our postgame show is next. We're back right after this.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at B Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. B Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
It's tough to find a mason that can not only do the job you want, but take your dream and take it to new heights. Enter Trent Ondler with Capital View Masonry, 785-383-1882. Trent is a third-generation mason with over 20 years of experience. Trent's mission is to treat each customer with the utmost respect and consideration of their wants and desires. Allow Trent to take your vision and take it to new heights. Capital View Masonry, 785-383-1882.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is the premier eye care facility with three local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacy Nehus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at lifetimeholton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square.
American Family Insurance.
As your American Family Insurance agent in Holton, I'm looking out for what matters most to you, even when nothing's wrong. This is Brad Noller, agent. Call me at 785-364-3302 and let's talk about your insurance needs today. Contact Brad Noller, agent, at 364-3302 or stop by one of our three locations on the Holton Square or Topeka today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
KNZA.
Well, if you missed the finish of this one tonight, I don't feel sorry for you, but I kind of do, because it was an incredible way to end our doubleheader of basketball tonight. JCN and Valley Falls earning a split. JCN girls in the first game tonight, victorious 44-39. Boys game, fantastic. We kind of expected it. Dragons had a lead for a majority of the fourth quarter. They give it up late, but Zach Evans, a game-winning layup as time expired to finish the night with 20 points. And it was literally at the horn as they have to rally and get a game winner to win it 52-51 here on the road at Jefferson at County North. And Brandon, Trent, and Colin, one final time. Let's dive through some of the numbers real quick. Is again, Valley Falls with the win. They move to 9-8 overall. They are 8-6 in league play. JCN with the loss. That drops them to now 12-7 and 10-5 in league play. That eliminates JCN from any kind of title race as Moore Hill Mount Academy sets to secure the Northeast Kansas League title for the boys. ACCHS girls were the NEKL champs here in 22-23. All right, again, Dragons led by Zach Evans, the game-winning layup. He finishes with 20 points. Hayden Carney had a good night, the sophomore guard, with 12. They got 9 points and 6 rebounds from Dylan Cervantes. They also got 8 points from John Frakes, 3 points and 7 rebounds for Thayer Coleman. Chargers led in the game by sophomore Andrew Baker off the bench with a double-double, 13 points, 11 rebounds, all of which really in the second half. And then Connor Kearns off the bench had 11 points. They got 10 from Ethan Knoll. They got 5 points, 9 rebounds from Calvin Manville. They got 7 from Carson McAfee, 3 points from Blake Fowler, and then 2 points from Grady Knoll. Chargers had 14 turnovers. They hit 4 threes. They were 7 of 7 at the line. Dragons had 12 turnovers. They hit 3 triples. They were 11 of 21 at the line. A lot of missed free throws in that fourth quarter is what kept JCN in the ball game, but ultimately, again, it does not matter as the Dragons win it Zach Evans' final layup, as he finished with 20 points. But again, JCN dominates the rebound aspect, 33 to, what'd you say again, 17? The total rebounds? I forgot to write that 20, one down.
33-21, but JCN had 20 offensive rebounds.
20 offensive rebounds, again, for JCN. They were really crashing the glass, but again, it doesn't matter. Incredible night for Zach Evans, game winner. I don't think there's any question about who our player to bank on is.
It was almost Andrew Baker.
It could have been.
He had a fantastic second half and hit the go-ahead shot, which was almost the game winner. But yeah, no doubt Zach Evans at the buzzer. And
wow, what a win.
Up 20 on the night.
That's our player to bank on. Yeah, pretty easy there. Brought to you by Citizen State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. So that's going to do it for our broadcast here tonight. Thank you so much for hanging with us. We got one more week of the basketball regular season. We'll have games on Tuesday night. Some teams will play next Friday, but some teams will actually be done playing their final games on Tuesday night. For Jefferson County North, they got one more game. They'll play ACCHS on Tuesday. Dragons have 2 games left. They'll go to Pleasant Ridge on Tuesday before returning home next Friday to take on Jackson Heights. Again, it's a split here tonight. Jefferson County North girls in game 1, 44-39. And the Valley Falls boys in the nightcap. Game-winning layup from Zach Evans as time expires. 20 points for him. Dragons win it 52-51. For Colin in studio, Trenton to my right, I'm Brandon. Thanks again for tuning in. Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show coming up in just a little bit here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.